Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Maseches Chulin, Daf Yud Aleph. We're going to start a little bit earlier, and Daf Yud Amud Beis, the sugya of Vinoha Milsa, Dam Rabban and Uki Milsa Chazake. The Gemara says, Vinoha Milsa, Dam Rabban and Uki Milsa Chazake. How do we know that we go Basa Chazake? We have a din of Chazake. Like the Gemara brought before, Behemah b'chayah b'cheskes isra emendes, that you have a chazak on the behemah that it's aser, and therefore you need a davar borer that it was shechted. You have chazakah. Chazakah means if something is in a status, whether it's a halachic status, it's aser, it's mutter, it's tameh, it's tahar, or she's a eshes ish, she's megereshes, she's a pnuya, whatever the case may be, it has a status. Or b'metzias the status, if Aisha, the question is when she had mumim to know if the kedushin is valid, or if the knife got a pekima, or if the mikvah lost its 40 saw. All these cases, you have a chazaka, and you could assume it remained in its original status, unless you know that it didn't. How do we know this halacha? So the Mar brings the pasuk. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amar Benison, Amar Krav Yotza Kaim in Abayis Lo Pesach Abayis. The Hisker is Abayis Shivus Yomim. When you have a house that has a nega in it, so then the Kayin leaves the house and goes to the entranceway of the house and locks up the house for 7 days, and then the Bayis becomes Abayis Musker, and it's Tame. Anyone who walks into the house when it's Musker, like it says, Kolabala Bayis Kolimeis Girai, so it's Tame. So the question is, but how do I know that this house is really Tomei? Maybe, since he didn't see the neg at the time that he did the hesker of the house, maybe by the time he did the hesker of the house, the nega was gone. Elamai, you say that since the house had a nega, the nega was there as a chazaka, so Emela, we assume it stayed, unless we know otherwise. So Gemara Shalkli Vitari with this raya, maybe he did see the nega at the time, maybe he went backwards, maybe saw through a window. Old Gemara. The Gemara didn't seem to come out with a clarkite. According to Rav Acha ben Yaakov, he challenged the raya. Taisus on Daf Yud Aleph is mashma that Rav Acha ben Yaakov Taka doesn't learn it from this pasuk. He doesn't say clearly where he does learn it from. And the Marsha says on Taisus he learns it from Malach HaMashim Yisinai. Val Kavanim, this Gemara learns it from the pasuk of Nagan. So Taisus asks Akasha, why do we say a different klal? A house is a Rishus HaYachid, and we know that even with any din of Chazakah, Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid, Svekei Tomei. So what's the Raya Gobas HaChazakah? Maybe it's really a Safek, but since the house is Rishus HaYachid, it's a Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid, Svekei Tomei. So Taisus answers that the Pasuk is talking about not necessarily the house is a Rishus HaYachid. You can have a house that has a halachic status of Rishus HaRam L'Gabei Tumah, if a lot of people are there. Has a halachic status of Rishus HaRabim, and Rishus HaRabim, Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim, is Svekei Tahor. So Mele, why is it Tomei? Elamai, you go Bas HaChazakah. Now, L'chay, you see from Taisa Chiddush, that even though it's a Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim, when you have a Chazakah saying it's Tomei, it'll be Tomei even Rishus HaRabim. You see, by the din of Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid, we say that it's Svekei Tomei, even when you have a Cheskes Tara, we still say Svekei Tomei. The din of Savik Tum Rishus HaYachid Svekei Tomei goes Kenegin Chazaka. But Taiz will be Mashman that the din of Savik Tum Rishus HaRabim doesn't go Kenegin Chazaka. Because in Ag Gemara, Taiz says that the Kasha of the Gemara was in the case of the house of Rishus HaRabim. So why would it be Tomei then? It can't be Tomei al Savik Tum Rishus HaYachid Svekei Tomei. It must be Tomei because of the Chazaka of the Nega. But the problem is, even though there's a chazak of the nega, but it's b'shus harabim, and savik tum b'shus harabim is svekei tahor. Taisus is l'charya mashma that the din of savik tum b'shus harabim is svekei tahor wouldn't be when there's a chazaka. That misses the shmeitzer nems it on. The shmeitzer dalad perik shem, he also nems on that when there's a chazaka, saying that it's tameh, you don't say savik tum b'shus harabim is svekei tahor. Now, Reb Shimon Shkop, and Shar Beis Perek Alf is a little bothered, why not? Now, Zvi Shleima, Sami Shainim learned there's no real din of Safek Tum Rishus HaRabim Svekei Tahor. It just means you don't have the chumrah of Safek Tum Rishus HaYachid Svekei Tameh. Normally, if it's Rishus HaYachid, then you say there's a special exerus, a cause of a special din of Svekei Tameh. It's just Ram, you don't have the din. And Memela, why is it tar? Al secheskes tar. That's why it's tar. So v'shteitzich, when you have a chazaka saying that it's tamei, v'shteitzich, even Mishas Ram would be tamei. But Taisus early in the Aftesim of Bayes learned that no, there's a special din. Just like there's a din, Savak Tumishas Yachet Sveke Tamei, who within there's a din, Savak Tumishas Ram Sveke Tar, even without the chazaka. So the Shaila is, as Ivy the din of Savak Tumishas Yachet Sveke Tamei works, even Kenegah Chazaka, even when the chazaka says it's Tar, so why shouldn't the din of Savak Tumishas Ram Sveke Tar, why shouldn't that work? Even Kenegah Chazaka, even Kenegah the Cheskes Tuma. So Shimon says the Tifi aside. Shimon says that Savak Tumish is the Yachid Sveke Tame goes Kenegah the Chazaka of Din. You have a Chazaka that the Halacha was, the Din was, the status in Halacha of this thing was at its start, and now a Safik arises. So the Safik is, Chazaka is a Chazaka of the Din, a Chazaka that it's Tara, Cheskes Tara. But that you don't say when it's a Safik Tumah Shusayachit. Mashenkin, when the Chazaka is a Cheskes HaGuf, a Chazaka on the Metzius, he says it's a Chazaka on the Makara Safik, not a Chazaka on the outcome of the Safik, a Chazaka on the Makara Safik. Like here, where the Safik Gufa is, was there a Nega or not? And the Chazaka says it's a Nega, that's not a Chazaka in Din. It's a chazaka, it's a cheskes aguf, it's a chazaka in the metzias. That's a chazaka in the makara safik, the source of the safik. B'chai gavna, you don't say the din of safik tumash is a yachid sveikei tamei, or safik tumash is a yachid sveikei tar. So when Taisus asks the kash, it's b'shus hayachid. Taisus is asking, let's say there's no such thing as chazaka. So there's no chazaka, so it's a safik. So what do we do by safik b'shus hayachid? We say it's tamei. So how do you know you go by the chazaka? So Taiz answer with two men b'shusar Adam. I b'shusar Adam should say it's tar. But here the chazaka is a chazaka on the makara safik. A chazaka if there is a nega b'chai gavna, you wouldn't say it's tar b'shusar Adam. But alkopanim does state. Taiz says it's teretz. Again, Taiz asks the kasha. How do you know by the nega you go by the chazaka? Maybe the reason why it's tamei. It's called Safik Tumish Yachid Sveikei Tamei. And Taisa says, because the Pasuk's also Tumah and Abayis that has the status of Rishus Rabim, Abayis, a lot of people are there, and therefore it's not a Rishus Yachid, and even in that case we say it's Tamei, it must be because of Chazaka. The Chazinish, and as I state in the Tveris Yaakov, before the Chazinish is in Simon Reish Yudalad, his Kedushim on Chulin, that he says, Luli Divrei Taisus, he would say that there's a special din by Negoim that you have to know. You can't paskin stam because of Chazakis. I mean, Chazakis, yeah, but you can't paskin, you can't be metame Negoim als the din of Safik Tum Bishus Rabim. The din by Negoim is that you have to know about it. You have to have a beer on what you're doing. There's a Tairus Kayim as a Joshua. As a vadehu matame, veinu matame, as a suffik, that's good for the din. The tum and tar is biad kayin. The kayin goes as machriya, the tum and the tar. The kayin has to know for sure. That he learns the pshat in the end of the Gemara, that the Gemara is mavur, that the kayin has to know about it. Taisa says, lav dafka, the kayin has to know about it. Someone else can know about it. But the Gemara is mashman, the kayin has to know about it. That's the Gemara's kasha if he went home. So well, how would he know about it? The Gemara says, because maybe a bunch of people will tell him. Chazish wants to learn, it's the same din, he has to know, he has to be metame b'teris vaday. So male, that wouldn't work with the din of Savak Tum b'shus hayachin. It's not the pshat stanti machriya that it's tame. The kayin has to have a beer that it's tame. So, Grach al-Ashas, Reb Chaim, since Simon Kuflamid, he says a different thing. He says it's not really tame yet. It's not a Safak Tumma. It doesn't become Tamei until the Kayin says so. It's, I think, goes a little bit together with the Chazanish Shtikl. It only becomes Tamei when the Kayin proclaims the Tamei. So it's not a Shail and Hilchus Tuma. The Shail is in the Etzim Din Hesker. Could the Kayin proclaim it Tamei or not? So you can say Safik Tumish is Yachit Sveikai Tamei. And Mameli could proclaim it Tamei. It's not Tamei Bechlal. Till he says it's Tamei, it's not Tamei. It's a shailan halacha. It's a shailan nisav heter. Does halacha say does halacha say that, do we have a halachic bir or halachic assumption that the neg is there? But if you're going to say it's a suffik, if it's negas din, and you want to say that the reason why it's tameh is because suffik tumrish is yachet sveke tameh, it's not tameh yet. The kain has to make it tameh. So it won't become tameh unless when the kain gives the hesker, it has already the din, the status that we know that the neg is there. But you can't say that we know the neg is there because of the din of suffik tumrish is yachet sveke tameh. Because it didn't become tameh yet. It only becomes tameh when the kain makes it tameh. That's Reb Chaim's teretz on Taisus Kasha. Now Taisus asks another Kasha. Taisus asks, we see Chazak over here from Nega. Why do we have to be Chayshish and Nega is not there anymore? Taisus says, you go bust the Chazakah. But in Shas, we find the bigger Chiddush by Chazak effect Taisus. We find, even if it did change, but the Din Chazakah tells you that we assume that it stayed that way till the last Pasul moment. We discussed this in the previous year. We said by the Sak and the Nimsa Peguma, that according to Rav Chisda, that was a tzad that you learned, that you have a chazak and a sak and didn't have a pegam. Here we see a pegam. So we say it happened after Shkit, it happened the last possible moment. You have by a Nida, Nida has a Riyas Dam. All the tires she touched until we found out about the Riyas called Tar. A chazaka, even though we know it changed. But we say it changed later. So that chazak is called a chazak with a Reisa, because we see that it changed. And we still say chazaka. So how do we know that din from the goyim? How do we know that even when there's a race, you say chazaka? And Taisus has another kasha. You find another chiddush by chazaka, even when you have a stira in two chazakas, you still say chazaka. L'mashal. There was one road that was tameh, one road that was tar. And two people walked on these two roads. So one of them zicha tameh, one of them zicha tar. We don't know which one is tameh, which one is tar. So the lach is, they're both tar. Because you say chazaka, each one of the cheskes tar is a suffik, you don't become tameh. One of them is definitely tameh. Doesn't matter, each one could say, I have a chazaka, the other one's tameh. So how do you know in that case you say chazaka? By Nagam, you don't have that case, and Nagam is no steer. Nagam, there was a nega there. How do we know, even in a case where one of them was definitely not like the chazaka, we still say chazaka? The Taisus answers, the case by Nagam is, the Kayim was masking a house, and at the end of the week he comes back, and there's no neg anymore. And there's a lachas, what he does, how he's mitarei the house. But till he came back, that whole week, avada, everyone who went into the house was tummy. So the chazaka has a reyesa. Mitchila, there was a nega. And when he came at the end of the week, we see there's no nega. So then it changed. We don't know when it changed. So now we should say, maybe it changed in the beginning. And Lemafreya, everyone who came into the house should be tarred, because now we see it changed. So maybe it wasn't there b'shas the hesker, so the hesker wasn't a good hesker. There's a raya that chazaka works even when there's a reyesa. That's emphatesis. So the Chaim de Shlomai, it's in Yeridei, Simon Dalad. The Chaim de Shlomai asks a kasha, Taisus has two kashas. Taisus said two cases of chazaka which you don't see from the God. One case was when it changed. And you have a reyesa because it changed. The shaila is when it changed. And chazaka tells you it changed at the last possible time. And Mamela, where do you see that from the gum? And then Taisus had another question. When two people, one of them became tameh, Mamela, each one still has a chazaka that each one could say that tar, even though one of them is vadei tameh. How do you see that from the gum? Taisus only answered the first kasha. He only answered the kasha, the case where the chazaka changed. That you see by the gum, it changed. Because at the end of the week, there was no nega there. So you see, it works even with the reyesa. But how did he answer the other question? How do you know chazaka works when you're saying it on two cases where vaday, one of them is not like the chazaka, vaday, one of them changed, and we still say both of them could have a chazaka? So the Chaim de Shlomai answers like this. He says, there's a chakir about chazaka. What's if shana chazaka? Is chazaka telling you a birr? The chazaka tells you this is what happened. Is that the pshana chazaka? Or is chazaka like an hoga? That we say, we could act as if it's this way. That's exerius akasiv. But zavsha, we know what really happened. Pshana is good. We have a din. We have to nem on a certain way, even though it's quite possible the other way. It's really a 50-50 chance. But it's not that the Torah is telling us that it's a beer. We can rely that the metzias is the word that way. No, the pshana is it's an hoga. If as we could consider it, kilu will remain that way. He says like this, if it's a birr, so then we can't say, but if in that two people walked and one of them is tameh, one of them is tar, We can't say Chazak is Mavayah that this one's Torah, because it comes at a stira. If you're going to use Chazakah, Chazakah tells you this one's Torah, Chazakah tells that one's Torah also. So it's a stira. By a stira, it wouldn't work if it's a stira. And who adin, if Lamaisa did change? Chazakah tells you Nemana didn't change. Lamaisa did change. So you can't say a bir that it didn't change. Lamaisa did change. So it wouldn't work altogether. But if it's on Haga, so then even if it's a stira, but good, that's a din. By him, he has a chazakah, cheskes tar, you say he's tar. And this one has a cheskes tar, you say he's tar. Even though it's a stira, it doesn't matter. That's a din. And also, even if you know that it changed, okay? Once you know it changed, then I had to change. But till you found that it changed, you still have that din to them, and it didn't change. So that's Taisa's kasha. Taisa's kasha is maybe it's a bir. And if it's a bir, so it wouldn't work when it's a stira. Because a bir can't work when it's a stira. You can't say it proves this when it proves the opposite also. It can't prove that two opposite things, so it can't prove anything. And when it's a bir, you say it's a bir, you prove that it didn't change. But it did change. So that's your question, is when it changed. It's not going to prove anything. So now Taisha says, once you see that chazaka works, even when you find that the neg is gone at the end of the week. So you see, even when we know it changed, we still say chazaka. Taisha, the way chazaka works is it's an haga. So then, we stop, we neman the status quo until we see it change, not b'tayris bir. So even if it did change, but till it changed, we can emanon. So who adin, once he's saying it's an haga, so who adin when it's a steer also? Well, the guy with this person would neig with his chazaka. The guy with that person would neig with his chazaka. It doesn't matter that it's a steer. That's a teretz of the chem de shleimai. I want to clarify maybe a different teretz. I'll be a say that I heard from Rav Shmuel Birnbaum. Rav Shmuel Birnbaum used to always say like this. Say, the Gemara says, Minoha milsa, the Amr Abanan uki milsa chazake. The Gemara doesn't say, how do you know there's such a thing as chazaka? The question is, how do we know you could be saimicha chazaka? Just like the next Gemara with Raif. The Gemara says, Minoha milsa, the Amr Abanan das lina basaruba. When you have, and by the issue of Raif, the Pasuk's not being mechadish is such a thing called Raif. Raif's a smara. Raif we know. Is it Raif? Raif says a certain thing. If Raif times it's that way, so Mustam says as I. So what's the Gemara's question? How do you keep your Seimach on that? It's not a Vaday. We don't know for sure. We have a reason to believe. Raif tells us to believe this way. We have a reason to believe that way. We don't know for sure. So we need a Pasuk telling keep your Seimach on it. So he says, who with the Chazaka? It has to be that way. That's Pshat in the Gemara. We know there's a Chazaka. Chazaka's a Svara. Now the Gemara wants to know, how do you know it could be Seimach on the Svara? But Shel Tzach of Shmuel Birnbaum, but what is the Svara of Chazaka? Chazaka is a 50-50 chance. You have a get that was thrown to a woman, Safakar of Loi, Safakar of Loi. We say she has a Cheskes Eishes Ish, she remains an Eishes Ish. But why? Could be she is, could be she isn't, could be to get one close to, could be she didn't. What's the Svara of Chazaka? He wants to learn Chazaka is not a Xeris Akasav. That that was Seimich on Chazaka, that we learn that from the Pasuk. But what Chazaka is a Svara. So what's the Svara? So he says like this, Havisla Eidel Svara. He said, when you're clearing a Safik, if you have a Chazaka, meaning if something was this way till now, even if the chances are really 50-50, but who says you could clear a Safik? Who says you could clear that maybe it changed? You want to be mechadish something. Mecha taste to be mechadish something. Even if LP logic, LP chances, it's equal. But the Torah would look at it, mishvara, that the sad that it is what it is till now, that's the pashtus. That's what it is. The other sad is, oh, maybe fakert. Maybe it's not that way. But you don't have to clear maybe it's not that way. The violet, you see this, you never know. That's the svara of chazaka. Now the pasuk tells you, you're allowed to use that svara. You could be uki mulsa chazaka. You're allowed to use that svara. But chazaka is a svara. We don't have to. We're not mechuyev al piteira to clear the tzad that it changed, because mechateisa changed. The tzad that it changed is always the mechateisa tzad. How do we know mechateisa? You have to prove that it changed. The vayla we know this. We can have on this way. So ivazai. Klarach Zagen, Shannon Taisis, so when there's a reish, so that means it did change. The question is when it changed. So that's much more of a reason to start clearing the tzad, to start being misupik about when it changed. If you b'chol don't know if it ever changed, the mechatez it changed, fine. But you know that it changed. The shaila is when it changed. So that's much more of a reason to declare the tzad. And who are din by the two people? One of them is tamei. So vaita. It's not mechatez that changed. You know something changed. The shaila is which one changed? Is it you that changed? Is it him that changed? But something changed. So it's a different thing. It's not like Mechatez that it was a change. It definitely was a change. We just don't know which one changed. And the same thing with the Reisa. There definitely was a change. We just don't know when it changed. So that's the Chiddush. That even B'makam, that there was a change, you just don't know when it was, but Kol Zman you have the Chazaka, or like the case of Shnei Shvilim with the two people, the person that has the Chazaka, he doesn't have to clarify himself. He'll say it was the other one. Or, you don't have to declare a change at this time. You can say a change at a different time. Bal Kapanim, it's the same Shiloh. There's one Shiloh Chazaka that you b'chol don't have to declare. The never, who says there ever was a Ishtanis? And one Shiloh Chazaka where you have to start declaring. There definitely was a Ishtanis. The Shiloh, when was a Ishtanis? Or the Shiloh with who was the Ishtanis? But it's the same Yisayid. So you don't need two Pesukim. You need a Pasuk telling you of Chazaka altogether. That you say Mechatez it changed, and you need a pasuk with Mechadesh even when we know it changed. The child is when it changed, or even when we know it changed, the child is with who did it change? In both those cases, you also say Chazaka. That's what you learn out the din of Chazaka. Now Taisus has a kasha on his teretz. Taisus has a kasha, and here in Chulin he blives share with the kasha. He says if we're talking about a case we have the nega, and then the kohen closed the house, and at the end of the week there was no nega. So that should be a case, like we spoke in the previous shiur of Tarti L'Reyesa. Like you have the case by mikvah. You have the mikvah which had a chazaka of being whole, but now it's missing. So that's already a reyesa. So normally you would say a chazaka that we could say it's whole until you found out that it's missing. But on the other hand, you have the gavra which had a cheskes tumah. So the gavra with the cheskes tumah, and the mikvah has a cheskes tara, but the mikvah has a reyes in the cheskes tara. So teams up the cheskes tumah of the gavra with the cheskes harichos lefenech of the mikvah, and it makes a tight l'reisa, and makes you can't be soimich on the chazaka of the mikvah for keret. We say that he's vadei tumah. Yeah, Mary brings a lot of other cases. You have the case with the chavis of wine where it became vinegar, and you don't know when it became vinegar. You don't know about all the chumas and maestras. You're using this wine to mafish chumas and maestras for your other wine, and if it was vinegar, it wouldn't work. So you have a chazaka that mikar that it was wine, but now it's a rechaymus lefenech, it's now vinegar, and if a cheskes tevel of the other wine that used to chumas and maishas, you say it's vadly no good. And other cases like that. That was the case we had. That was Taisus Kasha. We have the sakin with the pegima, that the sakin had a chazaka that it was shalom, now it has a pegima. We don't know when the pegima happened, and the behema has a cheskes issa, so you say ta'ati l'reisa. So in fact, Taisa here also, you have the chazaka, the nega was there. Now the nega is gone, so the chazaka, the nega was there, is Isra because the nega was gone. And the person that walked into the house is a cheskes tara. So she'd be tied to the race. You have a cheskes tara of the person. I have a cheskes shalim of the nega, but now the nega is gone, so she'd be tied to the race. So what's takat pshat that by bayis hamuzgar, and the nega is gone the next week, we say everybody's tummy, because of the chazak of the nega, why don't we say the chazak of the nega is nisra because now there's no nega, together with the cheskes tire of the person, that should be tied to the reis, so against the chazak of the nega was there mikara. As I effect taisa, kasha and ibaib shver. The taisa rush here, and taisa needed that beza mebez, asks the same kasha, and says the teretz, like we mentioned in the previous shir, that in order to say taiti l'reisa, you need chasav asoy, chasav asoy. You need that the change should be done through a gradual process. Then you say taiti l'reisa. Because the change comes gradually. And now it changed. We don't know when it changed. And the change comes gradually. Together with the chazaka of the person, is a taiti l'reisa. Mashen came the nega becoming chasar. It's not a gradual process. It's a one-time occurrence. And in that case, you don't say taiti l'reisa. Good, but the pshat is, it wasn't clear. Taisus has other turutsim. In other words, the din that you need chasav asoi to say taiti l'reisa was the gemara earlier there in Nida, but it wasn't clear that it was zeh l'maskana. So here, Taisus b'ayim shmer, he doesn't say the taisus chasav asoi, Taisus holds with taiti l'reisa, over here, you don't need chasav asoi. So mainly, Tzrik Shver with the Kasha, that why don't you say Tait de Lireyasa? As the Teretz from Achreinim, the Leiv Aryeh says his Teretz here, and the Einig Yomtiv says his Teretz, and Chayesh Mishav Sim Kuf Mem Aleph, and Memes and Kvar Kodmam, the Shita Mekabetzes here, which was Nitfas pretty recently, brings his Teretz from the Rav Mishantz. And the Teretz is like this. By other cases of Tait de Lireyasa, the suffix of the Ishtanis comes at the time of the Cheskes Tire. In other words, let's say the case of Mikvah. So, when is it Negeya if the Mikvah changed? At the time that the person was Tevel. You have a person with a Cheskes Tumah. He's Tevel in the Mikvah. And in order for him to get out of the Cheskes Tumah, he needs that it shouldn't change. So that's why his Cheskes Tumah, which would say it does change, were combined with Arichas Lefanecha to say it changed before he went in. Because it's direct Shaila on the time that he goes into the mikvah. Did it change by them or not? So that's why his Cheskes Tumah is part of the equation. And the same by all the cases of Tait de Lireyasa. The question of the Pegima is the Negei at the Shechita. That's why the Behemoth Cheskes Isser could tell you something about the Pegima. Or the wines, Cheskes Tevel, could tell you something about when it became Chaimetz. Mashen came here, as long as the Nega was there, B'shashu Amaskit Abayis, long before this person with the Cheskes Tire walked into the house, he'll be Tomei. In order for him to be Tar, it has to be that the Nega was Chaser before the Hesker, not before he walked into the house. So the shaila isn't, was it chasa when he walked into the house or not? The shaila is if it was chasa by the hesker or not. So that shaila, you can't paskin, you can't discuss. His cheskes tire is not negated to that shaila. So mele, his cheskes tire can't team up with the rechasa lefanecha. Because his cheskes tire could only say it was chasa at the time that he came into the house. But that won't make him tar. So mele, that his cheskes tire should say that it was chasa all the way back at the time of the hesker of the house, that you can't down with his cheskes tire. That's one svar of the achreinim to answer the kasha of Tait de Lireyasa. The Tait de Lireyasa could only work when the chazaka that's being menaged, the chazaka that doesn't have a reyasa to it, it's directly negeya to the suffix to when it happened. Mashen kein, in order for the cheskes tire to be, in order to remain tar, it has to be that it was Nechsa before he came onto the scene. You don't say his Cheskes Tire for that. That's a svara. Like we said, it's a svara from Achreinim, Levaya, there in the Yantif, and it's in the Shita Mekubetzes, B'Shem the Rav Mishantz. There's another svara, it sounds similar, but it's a different svara. It's from the Chem Neshleimah, the same one, Yeridei Simen Dalet, it's in Sifkat and Vav, and Chazanish says the same svara, Haifanart, and Yeridei Simen Reshid Zayin Anan, and his Kedushim, Reshid Dalet, I mean, his Kedushim on Chulin, that by the mikvah, it's only negay if the mikvah is shalim or chaser for someone that's tevel. It's not negay before someone's tevel. When the guy's tevel, that's when it's negay. So then you have one big shayla. So you put all the chazakas into it. You have the chazaka of the mikvah that's shalim. You have the rechas lefanecha. You have the cheskes tumah of the guy. But man, it's all one big shayla. Mashenke by negoyim, by negay bias, the shayla is there on the bayis. But in mikveh, you can't stam klar shayla mikveh is a chalim mechasa. It's not negeya. It's only negeya if someone's tevelin it. If no one's tevelin it, it's not negeya, the shayla. You can't stam klar shayla if a knife is pogum or not pogum. It's not negeya. It's negeya, v'shach with the knife. Till you shach with the knife. It's not negeya, the shayla. You can't klar the shayla. When same thing with the wine, if it's chayim, it's a yayin, it's not negeya. Till you mafish chuma from it. So mele, it's one big shayla. Hashem came here long before the person walked into the house. It's negeya. You want to know, is the house tuma or not? Is the chalais tuma on the house? So we have to paskin that shayla. And that shayla, don't have tied to the reyesa. You have the nega that was there. Okay, now the nega is gone. The shayla's, when was the nega gone? But the shayla's negeya to the house itself. Not only negeya to somebody walking into the house. So Mele b'chaygavni, you don't reckon with the chazaka of the person walking to the house, because the house is already oiskepaskim mitzaratzmai. The house is oiskepaskim mitzaratzmai, have a chazaka that is tamei, So now, Mamela is not negay in the cheskes tire of the person walking into the house. I have a raya to that svara. By the case of mikvah, what was the case? You have a mikvah that was originally shalim, and now you find this chaser. And a person was tevel, and the shaila is when did it become chaser? So you say, a chaser fenecha, teams up with the cheskes tum of the person, taitil reisa, and Mamela you say it's tisame. And my shaila is like this. He touches now Tyrus. It says, all the Tyrus that he touches is all Tame. Why don't you have a cheskes tire of the Tyrus? So now we have another chazaka to deal with. You have a chazaka of the mikveh that was sholem. Okay, that has a reyesa. You have a chazaka of the garva that was Tame. You wanted to team up with the reyesa that the mikveh is his chasel fanecha to make him vade Tame. But then again, now you want to be metami these tires have a cheskes tara. So why don't you reckon with that? So it should be a tire to l'reisa, because you have a chazaka the other way, you also have a cheskes tara. So I think the teretz is, once you paskin on the gavra, that was tevil, or even the kelim that were tevil, that tame. So mail the tame. So avada, everything they touch is tame. You already have a psak on them, it's tire to l'reisa, the tame. But that's else because he couldn't clear the shail of the mikveh until the gavra was tabling it. So you have one big shail, you have a tight to the race to tell you that he's tame. Now Shenkin, that's what they're saying by the bias, we have the shail before the person went in. So we don't have a tight to the race, we have just a shail of the bias. And here the ptak of the bias is that it's tame, because you have a chazaka that it's tame. You have a reisa, but you don't have tight to the reisa. So you have to see, we're passing in the house that it's tame. Irrespective of anyone going in. Once the house gets abstracted, it's tame. So anyone that goes in is tame. And it doesn't matter if they have a cheskes tara. You already have a psak in the house that it's tame. That's the teretz of the Chazon Ish and the Chemda Shleimei. Now there's one more kash on the sugya from the Achrenim. There's a sugya in Ksuvah Stef Ayin Heim and Beis about Chazaka. And there, you find the machlokes, the Gemara brings the machlokes, it's a mesechnas legon between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yeshua. What's the din? If you have a suffix, someone has a nega, and the halacha is that the white hair is only tummy if they came after the nega. Has to be the beheris is kaidim to the seiloven. The seiloven is kaidim to the beheris. So then it's tar. Now what's the din in a suffix? So the Tanakam says a suffix is a svekei tummy, and Rabbi Yeshua says a suffix is tar. And the Gemara says, because Rabbi Yeshua goes basa cheskes aguf. Since his guf didn't have tsaras, so you have a suffix, if he had a tsaras, it's tamei, the cheskes aguf paskins at its tar. So Taisus there says, what's pshat in the Tanakama? Why doesn't Tanakama also go basa cheskes aguf? Is then you go basa chazaka? So Taisus makes an akimta. They were talking about that the person had a cheskes tuma. He was really tamei from a different nega. And the question is, that nega went away, and this nega came, and the question is, did it become tar because that nega went away? And this nega is now a suffix. So Bemisini has a cheskes tuma. So why is Rabbi Yeshua hold, if he has a cheskes tuma, why is Rabbi Yeshua hold that he's tar? So Zark Taisis, because Rabbi Yeshua holds that a cheskes aguf is bigger than a cheskes tuma. Like we said early in the shir, two types of chazakas. There's a chazak of din, a cheskes tuma, a cheskes tar, a cheskes iser, a cheskes heter, a cheskes kashrus. That's a chazaka of din. And there's a chazaka of guf, a cheskes aguf, a chazaka of mitzias. And the guf didn't have a nega. And the Gemara, they compares it to a isha, chazaka she didn't have mumin, or chazaka she was a basula. All these cases, you have a chazaka, cheskes aguf. And Zark Teis, a cheskes aguf, according to Yeshua, is stronger than a cheskes din. It overpowers it. Even though there's a cheskes din, a cheskes tumah, that says that he's tummy, but since the cheskes aguf says he doesn't have a nega, cheskes aguf is stronger. So achreinim shtelen zich, oiva zoi negoim, there's a cheskes aguf. Cheskes aguf, they don't have a nega. So here, we learn our chazaka, here the chazaka is, he does have a nega, but good, there's also a cheskes aguf, it does have a nega. So here we're learning our chazaka to cheskes aguf. If cheskes aguf is stronger than a chazaka of din, so how could you learn out a chazaka of din from a chazaka of guf? The pasuk only teaches a cheskes guf, which is stronger. How do you know you could be samech on a cheskes din, which is weaker? Some achrayim learn ain chinami dechalkes yoyev in the psicha to Yerideya, Siv Beis and Nagah. The chalkes yoyev says that ain't a chinami. Just like Rav Acha doesn't learn that from the Gaon, and like we said, he learns that from Lachem Veshem Misina. That's what Masha learns in Taisus. So who a din? We by Echeskes din also learn from Lachem Veshem Misina. The din of you learn that from the pasuk is Dafka Echeskes Guf. Echeskes din. You learn that from Lachem Veshem Misina. As I state in the Sefer Chudah Meshulish, the Tshuva is Chudah Meshulish, Chela Gimel Simcha of Zion. He also claims that maybe Chazak is a Svara. But that Daka bothered by a cash of Chesed Guf is strong. How can you learn Cheskes Din from Cheskes Guf? Rabbi Chanan, in Ksuvis, Ivanart, it's Yisrei Samachay, he says that the Torah is teaching you the Yisrei of Chazaka. Fits better, see what I said earlier from Shmuel Birnbaum, that the Etzim Etzivs of Chazaka is a Svara. The question is, can you go Basa Chazaka? So you see from the Pasuk the Etzim concept of Chazaka. But just like Lamashal, the Gemara says that if you have two chazakas on one side and one chazak on the other side, so two chazakas win against one chazaka. But if the pasuk is talking about a case where you have two chazakas, you wouldn't be able to learn out one chazaka. It's telling you the concept of chazaka. In chazakas, there's strength. There's a stronger thing to cheskes haguf. So we more nem on, the guf doesn't change and the din doesn't change. It's more of a reason to nem it on. It's more of a chiddush to say the guf changed and the din changed. So when you have a choice between the two, say, do the cheskes haguf. But the etzim svar of chazaka is one svar. It's a svar, you go by the chazaka. There's no real good svar to say they only go by the strong chazaka. You don't go by the weaker chazaka. If you go by the chazaka, you go by the chazaka. Once you go by the chazaka, if you have a strong chazaka on one side, a weak chazaka on the other side, so for sure, the strong chazaka wins. But it's one you say of going by the chazaka, and b'chanan zman t'chid akashya. In Shari Yeshu, Shimon Shkop, in Shari Beis Perek Aleph, he says differently. He says, it's not the pshat that Ches Haguf is stronger than Ches Kestin. It's not the pshat that there's more of a svar to say the guf didn't change and the didn't change. Exactly the same svar. What's the vart that a Ches Haguf is stronger than a Ches Kestin? It's not stronger. It's just the Ches Haguf is attacking the Makar to Suffolk much more than the Ches Kestin. The Ches Kestin is a Talada. The real Suffolk is what happened to Matthias. So the chazaka that discusses the mitzias precedes the chazaka that discusses the din. That's the chazaka in the makara suffik. Like the case by Nagon. What's the makara suffik? Did he have an egg or not? From there comes the din, then he's tummy. So if mitzad the makara suffik, when he had an egg and a chazaka, he didn't have an egg. So even though mitzad the telada, the tumma, the faket, the chazaka is at his tummy, but we first dan the makara suffik. And once we done the makar suffix, not negay the other shayla, not negay the telada. So mel chazakas are really one. It's not the saying he's learning that cheskes aguf is be'etzim stronger than cheskes din. Now, when you have a choice, a cheskes aguf on one side, a cheskes din on the other side, the reason why you go by the cheskes aguf is that's the makar suffix. We had mentioned such a svara. Now the Taisi Rashi Nida says, without the din of Tati L'Reisa, we'd go by the cheskes shalom of the mikvah, as opposed to going bust in the cheskes tum of the garf, it wouldn't be a suffik, because that's the makara suffik. You go bust in the chazak and a makara suffik, so male, the whole cash is not shver according to Reb Shimon's understanding. If you understand, snapsha chesaguf is stronger, you just go bust the chesaguf because that's the makara suffik, so it's not a cash how you can learn out a cheskes din from a cheskes aguf. Now I want to discuss another inyan, which comes out from our Gemara, about the din hesker by Abayi Samanuga. And the Gemara brought a raya from Chazaka because you see that the kohen has to go to the Pesach Abayi, to the entrance of the house, and do the hesker there, and lock the house there, is a raya that he could assume that the neg is still there because of Chazaka. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, if it's a good raya, maybe went backwards, maybe could see them with the window. And then the Gemara says, Tanya deloikar of Acha b'Yakov, because it says in the Brice of Yotza HaKoyim and Abayis, and the kohen has to leave the house. Yachol leelch l'teich beisay v'yaskir. You think he go to his own house and do the hesker from there? Tamalim el pesach habayis. He has to go to the entrance way. He pesach habayis. Yachol yametachas hamashke v'yaskir. He could still be standing under the doorpost and do the hesker there. Tamalim el min habayis. Has to go out of the house totally. He has to be betzana mashke v'maskir. So the Brice is discussing a havamina of going to your house and being maskir. And that was the Raya Malik of Acha B'Yakov. So you see that he doesn't have to actually see the Negev B'Shas to Esker. And Rashi says that it's done al yidei Chevel Aruch. It goes to his own house. He closed it with a long rope. Now also in the Durim, and after Nivava and Beis, where it's brought, also the Mefarshim there, the Rashi there, the Taisus, the Ran, the Rush, they all say that different Eitzes, how he could close the door from his house, either through a Chevel or through a Shliach. They're all clear that when it says Hesker, when you do the Hesker Bais, you lock the house, it means literally, you have to lock the house. So there's a Mishnah Lamelech. It's in the end of Hilchus Tumas Rash, it's Perigadal Alacha Hei. He brings his Rishonim, and he says he doesn't understand. Why do the Rishonim assume that Hesker means literally locking the house? This is how he shells it back. He says, you have the same din of Hesker by a person. Kayin sees the Nega, and there's no Simon to be machl, there's no Seyel Lovan, and there's no Michya. So therefore you do Hesker, you wait 7 days. So he says, there, you don't lock him up in the house. Doesn't say anything about locking up in the house. Quotes the Rambam never mentions locking him in the house. L'charya Hesker means, you make a chalais Hesker. You say, you're a musker. The word Hesker, he says, means locked up, meaning that we're not sure yet. We're not pashut the shail, it's locked up. In other words, we don't have a pshitus about it. We don't know. Hechlet means it's clear, it's tame, or you could say it's tar. Hesker means it's in between. But Hesker is just a concept. It's just a chalais. You say it's musker. And he names on that everyone agrees to him that by a person it's that way. He just says, Rishayim are saying by a house, maybe mikayach the lashon and the brisa of locking the house, that by the house it means literally locking up the house. And that's what he's asking, Mechadesa, why do they think the house is different than a person? And he says, the Rambam is mashma, not that way. That's a Mishnah Lamelech. So the Mishnah Lamelech, like we're saying, he understood that Hesker by a person that has an egg certainly doesn't mean locking up the person. It just means it's a chalais, you call him a mitzayr, a musger. And by a house, the Rishonim, the Rashi over here, and the Taisus, and the Rosh, and the Ran, and the Darim, are clear that it means to lock up the house, and he wants to know, mecha teisa timi mechalik. The Mishnah Achreina, some Farish on the Mishnais, and Mishnais Nagon, Perek Alf, Mishnah Gimel, he clears the Shaila. What does Hesker mean? Does Hesker mean to lock him up? Does Hesker just mean a chalais? He brings the Mishnah Lamelech, and he thinks it's very mistabel like the Mishnah Lamelech, because he said it doesn't say anywhere in Chazal anything about actually locking him up. A mistabel, that's what Hesker means. Hesker just means you just make a chalais shame Hesker. He brings the Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah says that just like a melech is something that puts people in jail, so the Eibishter that puts people in jail also, like he says, v'hizkir s'nega shivis yamin. So the Medrash sounds like he's actually putting him in jail. But he says it's agada. We don't know halachas from the Medrash. But Rashi and Chumash is mashma, even by a person he's locking him up. Rashi and Chumash, in Parshas Tazria, it's Perigah Gimel Pasuk Dalet, he says, by the hizkir s'nega shivis by a secher. V'leirat sefer shavua. Says you lock him up. It sounds like you lock him up by a person also. And the Rishonim in Ma'id Kodin Dav Zayin Amashma way, Rashi and Taisus there and Taisus Rosh Bezunda, is Mashma, even by a person, Hesker means that he's locked up. There's a Chazinish in the Gan, in Simen Gimel, Sifkat Yud, that he says he doesn't understand if the Rishonim say by a house, it means locking up Kibshutai, and the Rishonim say it very clearly. And Avada, it's the same than Hesker by a person also, and that's the Mashmais of the Rishonim in Ma'id Kodin. Avada means locking up. And he says, the Mishnah Chreina, Mishnah Malach, the Mashman, the Rambam never says locking him up. It's not Mashman, he's locking up. He says, you don't seek life from the Rambam. The Rambam is Makatzer, Kedarkai. And Befrat, he says, the Medrash Rabbah says it. He's very bothered by the Mishnah Chreina saying that Medrash Rabbah is a Divrei Agada. You don't learn from it. The Medrash Rabbah is very clear. It means Kipshuta, to lock him up. So that's the din of Hesker, locking him up. That's Dainet the Chazinish. So, as I say, it sounds that way. The fact there's also Me'iri and Megillah Daf Ches, which is Mashma locking him up. There are Kama Mashmaisin, and it means Kipshutai to lock him up. But I am a bit bothered by the Mishnah Achreinus Taina that there's a Stimas HaTalmud about this. Because the Chayyah, there should be some dinim about locking him up. What exactly does it mean locking him up? Is there any din about what the house is? And does he have to actually stay in the house locked up for 7 days? Like, what does it mean locking him up? Who was supposed to have the key? And what if he has to go out to the Beis HaKisei? And is anyone else allowed to be with him when he's locked up? And it doesn't say any pratim b'chlal about the hesker, about the locking him up. And even the hesker of the bias is very little, even though this is the one prat that it mentions that the hesker has to be when he's out of the house, but al Pesach HaBayis, here it mentions something which, if you learn Hesker Kipshuta, it's telling you a little bit dinim about locking up the house. But it discusses, the Pasuk talks about a Baal HaBayis, someone comes into the house, it becomes Tamei. Is there any Isser to come into the house? I mean, to come into the house, you'd have to unlock the house, L'chari, to come in. Is there any problem if anyone comes in? Does he just have to lock it and then he's allowed to open it afterwards? All this is very, very sasum. It'll be more geshmak if it's just a chaloy shame hesker. So good, there's no dinim. You just say it's hareza muskir and that's that. But if it's an actual locking up that has to take place, and by a person also is an actual locking up, it's very sasum in chazal. They don't tell you the dinim, the prate dinim. Everything usually have prate dinim. They don't tell you any of the prate dinim that's there in the hesker. So that would be a kapanim mashmois that the hesker is like the way the Mishnah Melech and the Mishnah Achrona understood it. Stam psachalei shem hesker. But the Rishayim mashma, like the Chazanish says, that the hesker is kipshuta. And now let's see another sugya. The Gemara goes vaita. After the Gemara takes care of chazaka, the Gemara discusses minoha milsa damra abanan zulba saruba. How do we know you go basarayiv? And the Gemara says you learn that from a pasuk acharam lahatais xeris akasav. When the Gemara says that's good by Ruba de Isla come on, a rave that you can count, like Teisha Chanuyas, but a Ruba de Lesa come on, a rave that you don't exactly know the count, the Pshat is it's not a rave that Pshat is you have a rave lefanenu, the Pshat is a Svara, or a Teva of the Bria, that rave should be this way. So that's the bigger Chiddush, you go Basarayv b'chai Gavna, so the Gemara brings Kama Makiris, how do you know you go Basarayv by Ruba de Lesa come on? About the limit of acharam lahatis for Rayiv, there's a geshmak shtikl from Reb Chaim. It's in the Gracha Lashas in the beginning of the third parak above a Kama. We ask the following shaila. He says, in Rayiv, you find two dinim. You find one din that Rayiv is mevar to Suffolk. Like Beteisha Chanuyas, you have a Suffolk, what is it? Is it Nevelo or Treva? And the Rayiv is a beer. The Rayiv tells you, since the Rayiv is mechayiv, that it should be a ksheh, we go bas a Rayiv, and we can eat it. But there's another din raiv, the pshat is a din like rubei kekulei, that raiv is kaveya the shame of the zach, you have by bittul b'raiv, certainly by bittul b'raiv of lach b'lach, if you have one treif ingredient mixed in to kosher ingredients, you have a nevela mixed in to shkuta, all mixed together, in one big mixture, so you're allowed to eat it, midiraisa, it's bottle, and there are bun and you need shisha, midiraisa, it's bottle. Why? Because of acharam lahatais. But there's not a shayla of beer. It's not a shayla that we're mevar. What's kosher? What's treif? It's all one big mixture. There's kosher and treif and the whole thing. Now you go basarayv. You mevatel it barayv. Well, you have the din of rubei kekulei. Let's say shecht the simen, and the din is you don't have to shecht the whole simen. You shecht rayv the simen rubei kekulei. Chayitz also learned that from acharam lahatais. Is the shayla? When do you see both these two dinim from Sanhedrin? So he says, in Sanhedrin, you really need two things. First of all, there's a minion of how much you need in the Sanhedrin. Dinei Mamonos need 3, Dinei Nefashos need 23, sometimes you need 71. So let's say you have 2 that say that he's chayiv, and 1 that says you're potter. How could you be mechayiv him? You don't have 3, they aren't being mechayiv. You only have 2 being mechayiv. So in them state, acharam lahatay, so there's din of Ruba Kekulei. The Baal in the Sanhedrin, Rav is mechayiv. So that means the whole Sanhedrin is Mechayev. The whole Sanhedrin is Nikval Shem the Rav. You have a Bezdin of 3, and the Bezdin is Mechayev, because Rav of the Bezdin is Mechayev. That's called the whole Bezdin being Mechayev. That's where you see the Din of Rubei Kekulei. And from there you see the Din of Bittul B'Rav. The Rav is Kaveya, the shame of the Taruvis. But then you have another thing by Sanhedrin. Lamaisa, how do you know they're right? Has to be Emes. How do you know they're right? Even if Bezdin is Mechayev, how do you know they're right? Some people say the other way. Some are Mechayiv, some Pata. I don't know Mechayiv are right. Maybe the Poichim are right. The Poichim are right. It doesn't make a difference if the Sanhedrin is saying that. It's the wrong din. Teretz says, Mibalt Rav, the Sanhedrin is saying that way. So you go bust the Rav. The Pshat is the Rav is a beer that it's right. So you need both things. You need that the Rav is Mavar, who's right. And you also need that the entire Sanhedrin Mechlolis, all three of them, all 23 by Dinim Nefashis, are saying this Pesach. You need the Dinim Rubik Akulai. That's how you see both Dinim say the Din of Aloich HaChareiv, that Reiv is Mevayah the Suffolk, because Reiv tells you who's right, and say the Din that Reiv is Kaveh, the shame of the Kul, of the Kulai, the Rubik Akulai, like Bittul B'Reiv, that Reiv is Kaveh, the shame of the Teruvis, because you need the whole Bezin to Mechayiv. That's a Shtickle from Reb Chaim. It's like a Shmack and Shtickle. In Zvachim, I said in the Shia that I want to learn differently. I want to learn the Acharav Mahatais. It's not a Psamem Matzinu from Sanhedrin. Acharav Mahatais is a din that you don't have to reckon with the Miyat. Thus stayed in Acharav Mahatais. That's the Pasuk. Acharav Mahatais is Exeris HaKasav. It's not the Pshat that you're learning it out from Sanhedrin B'chlau. That you see by Sanhedrin, you go by Sarayv, Psamem Matzinu, and call it Herkul Usi go by Sarayv. It's not the Pshat. Acharav Mahatais is a Pasuk. The Pasuk tells you, Acharav Mahatais, don't reckon with the Miyat. Is the male, it's mamish the same din when you're not reckoning with the meat by bittul b'reiv, because the pshat is you're allowed to actually eat the whole thing because they don't reckon with the meat. It's one big teruvis, and the meat doesn't count, so the teruvis is a teruvis of heter. And who are them by teisha chanuyis? It's not the pshat that it's the statistics of 90% that's machriya the shailot. It's not the vart. 90% isn't good enough. You need 100%. And koshkein, let's say you have 100 chanuyis, 51 selling basas ksherim, and 49 selling basas shkut, basa nevela. That's good enough to be mevayer to suffolk. But the pshat is like this. The pshat is, I don't reckon with the miyat. I don't see the miyat b'chlal. I don't have to consider them. So all the stores that I'm reckoning with are selling basas ksherim. That's the pshat in it. Thank you, Malcolm Maharich. Now, one of the inyan on this blot is the din of chazakish on his bar b'shait, which Taisus brings in. One of the Makairis the Gemara brings to Ruba the Lesser Kaman is Para Aduma. How could a Para Aduma work? Maybe it's a Trefa. And you know, you can't check it. It can't be that you check the whole Para Aduma. Because it says, V'shachat V'saraf, just like the Shechit of the Shlema, the Trefa is also in a Shlema. So really, you can't check it. Elamai, you say Zilba Saruba. So Taiz asks Akasha, why is it a Raya Goba Sarayiv? L'chayah Chazaka should tell you that it's not a Trefa. Because a par has to be at least 2 years old, and a trefa only lives for 12 months, is a mela, even though it's possible the par was born a trefa, but now that it's 2 years old, you know for sure it wasn't born a trefa, because otherwise it wouldn't live more than 12 months. So you know for sure it's not a trefa. So once you knew that it was born out of trefa, 12 months ago, it was not a trefa. So that should make it a cheskes ksheira, and the cheskes ksheira should make it still a ksheira. So what's the raya you go bas raiv? Typically, you should go basa chazaka. So Taisa says a big yisayid. Chazaka has to be a chazaka that's nisbara b'shaita. If you didn't know about the chazaka at the time of the chazaka, that's not called the chazaka. Now I can explain this story a little bit. I'll peel a little bit what we spoke about before from Rav Shmuel Birnbaum. But notice, chazaka doesn't mean that we have like a bir, we have a cloud that things don't change. Avada Betzim is a 50-50 chance. Did it change? Didn't it change? It's not no svara to say it didn't change more than it did change. Chazaka is a pshat, we don't have to declare change. We don't have to declare that something was a shtana. Right now we know this, we don't have to declare fakert. But if b'shat smaysu, we didn't know it. When a baby is born, without the din of raiv, we have a suffix, is a treif, is a ksheira. When it becomes 1 year old, so then we found out that a year ago it was ksheira. But nothing, we never had to change something that we never done. We never had to declare a suffix against what we knew vaday. Now we found out that a year ago it was that way. That's not called the chazaka. That's shein taisa gamaldi yisayt. And all the yishayinim have etzim ask him to the yisayt. Now Taisus takes this yisayt, brings a halacha lemaisa because of this yisayt. Taisus says, what if you have a cow, you're milking the cow, and you have cheese from the milk, cheese could last for a long time, you have cheese from the milk from this cow, then you shechted the cow, and you found that it was trefa. Are you allowed to eat the cheese? Because this cow is trefa, and you don't know when it became trefa. So someone might say, you have a chazaka. Since the cow was born ksheira, I mean the cow is more than 2 years old, or if it's more than a year old, whatever, wouldn't give birth and give milk before a year. So this cow, at one point, was ksheira. And when Shaila is when it became treifa. So Chazaka should tell you it became treifa later. And we should be able to matter the cheese that was made from this cow. Because you'll say the treifus happened after it was milked. Because you're not allowed to drink milk from a cow that's treifus. Aser. It's also mean they're iso. So Taisa says, I'm going to learn from this Gemara not the way. Since Gemara wanted to bring a raya to roiv from Paraduma, why can't you say Paraduma's as chazaka? Teretz is this yisai that a chazaka has to be in this bar of a shayt. They have to know the time of the chazaka of the chazaka. So here also, it was never muchzik at the time of the chazaka. We never knew, we never had a beer that the cow was kosher. And therefore there's no chazaka. So Kolzman, you don't know that it's treif, you go by seraif. But now you found that it's treif. We don't know when it became treif. So there, you have to ask for all the cleanness that came from it. That's the pshat of Taisus. Now Taisus says that if the pshat wasn't at a sirch in its lungs, which is the normal case of treifus, that he held could be matter the gvina. Because every time it has a sirch in its lungs, it's a suffix. A sirch is a suffix if it came from an ekev. Every sirch is a suffix treifa. So already you have two snakes. You have a suffix if it's treif altogether. And in them zloimitz treif, maybe it became treif after you milked it. So al sech snake it can be matter. That's what Taisus holds. A lot of Rishonim argue on Taisus that a matter the gvinus. And they bring, the Rebbeinu Shimshon was matter the gvinus. And he says like this. The Tunis Chayis had to say it. The Rosh says Tamazai, that Avad, if there wouldn't be for a raiv, you'd be right. You wouldn't have a chazaka, but then you wouldn't be allowed to drink the milk altogether. You wouldn't be able to drink the milk altogether. Maybe it's treifa. If it wouldn't be for a raiv. And if either Taisus brings correctly from the Gemara, you wouldn't be able to say a svara that since now that it's more than a year old, I know it was born kosher, so as a chazaka. That's not called a chazaka, it's like nizbar b'shaita. But now the Gemara says that you don't have to be chayshis treifa because of a raiv. So there are two ways to say this pshat. One way, the Rosh says, Stam, that even though now you see it's treifa, now it's treifa. But before, you don't know it's treifa. So before, the raiv tells you that it's kosher. And in chanami, there's no chazaka telling you it's kosher. The raiv tells you that it's kosher. This cow, till you found the treifa, the raiv told you it's kosher, and that doesn't change when you find the treifa. So that's a shtickle chiddush, because you would say the raiv works to tell you that it's kosher. But once we know it's treif, so we see this cow is not like the raiv. The shaila is when it became not like the raiv. So who says the raiv could tell you yesterday that it was kosher? But the Rosh is saying, no, the raiv tells you yesterday it was kosher. But other Rishonim, the Rashi and the Ran, they say a little different than Nusach. They say the pshat is rebound when it was born and had a raiv. So in Mela, because of the raiv, we named on it was kosher. It's a chazaka abon mikoyach raiv. The raiv told us, neman it's kosher. So as far as we're concerned, we had a kosher cow. Now we found that it's treif. So that's not a chazaka shlein izbar b'shaita. B'shaita, we didn't know it was kosher. We knew mikoyach raiv, it was kosher. Now we find that now it's treif. But that's going connected to the chazaka, which can establish mikoyach the raiv. Taisus Weissus holds it doesn't work that way. Taisus holds, if you know something, say have a chazaka. But if you knew something mikoyach the raiv, and now you can't use the raiv anymore, because now it's treif. So the shaila is when it became treif. So your whole chazaka is bottled, because your chazaka came mikoyach the raiv, and now you can't use the raiv anymore. But the other Rishonim hold, no. The chazaka came mikoyach the raiv. So it's muchzik. So we know it's kosher. It's muchzik to be kosher. Now you find it's treif. You don't know it was a treif the whole time. Could be it's only treif now. So memela, that's going connected to the chazaka. The chazaka, till we know it's treif, the chazaka could pass kenais. It's a chazaka mikayach the raiv. The chazaka could pass kenais that it was kosher till you found out it was treif. Now the Rashi says an interesting thing, which is l'chayr not related to chazaka but mikayach raiv. He says another ha'ara, he wants to qualify the din of eating the cheese. Again, you have Taisus that holds that any time you shecht a cow, you find that it's treifa. So anything that was milked from this cow, any milk or cheese that you have from this cow is treif, because we can't have any chazakis. We have to be clearing about the treifas from as far back as you could. The Bais can say more than 12 months, not because it went alive, but for everything for the last 12 months is all treif. That's what Taisus holds. And you have the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Ran, they say no, that Enechinami, if it wouldn't be for the Din Raiv, you wouldn't be able to say Chazaka Tzlein Ezbar B'Shaita. But the Raiv tells you that it was Kasher, or the Raiv tells you there's a Chazaka, and the Chazaka B'Mikayach Raiv tells you it was Kasher, so you can be Saimich on the Raiv, or the Chazaka B'Mikayach Raiv, to be matter the milk. But the Rashba makes a Chiluk. The Rashba says, a Treifus that could have come right before the Shechita, In other words, it's possible that the behema never had any real time b'chayel that it was treif, because immediately before the shechita, that's when it became treif. So then you have a chazaka. Now, Shenken, if let's say it's a treifus that takes a few days to happen, he says the case of sircha, he doesn't go with the svek svek of taisus by sircha, but you can have a case where you have a hole in the stomach, and it has a scab on the hole, and the scab takes a few days. We know that the hole was at least 3 days old. That's what the Gemara says in Ksuvis and Afayin Hey. If there's a scab on the hole, we know it was at least 3 days old. So that everyone would agree that all the milk from the last 3 days is all treif. But Zakhtar Aja, once you're going back, once the chazaka doesn't tell you it happened at the last possible moment altogether, you have to go back 3 days. So then already he doesn't tell you anything, and then you're going to have to be chayshish for all the cheese. And the Mechaba Paskins like this Rajma, and the Ramot Paskins, no, the Ramot Paskins like the Mekilim, that even when you have to go back, but as much as it's mukhrich, the last 3 days, we know for sure it was treif, so then it's aser. But earlier than that, you have a chazaka. And that means a shigul chasid beer the Rajba a little bit. Because what's the difference if when you shechted it, you found that it was treif, or when you shechted it, you found that it was treif a few days ago? So good. So it's kilu, you found that it was treif. At that time, 3 days ago, you knew for sure it was treif. Before that, not. The Rashi Vaisis holds that if Chazaka could tell you that it was muchzik until the second you found it, then not that way, then you say Chazaka. Vashenka, when you have a reis in the Chazaka, you have a reichasal of anenu. If you're already going to have to say that that chasaron didn't happen exactly when you found it. It happened a few days before. Then already you can't be slamech on the chazak at all. That's the sheet of Rashba and the Mechaba passages like the Rashba and Simon Payal.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS. Or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.